Okay, good morning. I'm connected. We're Masechet Chulin Daf Kuf Kaf Zayin, and we're actually starting on the Amud. Just want to mention that yesterday, when we read this Mishnah about Beitzar Asheret, so I said that I understood that Beitzar Asheret means that if we've got a case of a lizard inside its shell, so the lizard would be, living lizard would be Tameh. Remember I said this yesterday, and after I said this, maybe I'm talking rubbish. I actually had a discussion yesterday with two people who give Daf Yom Yishurim. And they hadn't actually, one hadn't got there yet, but it appears that that's Kazim. Look at Rashi. Rashi says it. Rashi says, Beshtata Sheret, Yesher Chu Metil Beitzim, and says, Amirokemet, Shenolad Ba Ephroach. See that it's born in the inside the egg, it's born. So one of the answers was, actually, Dr. Polichuk said yesterday to me, he said, maybe you could say that just like we've got a Ben Pkua, even the baby's alive. We consider that even the baby is alive. We consider that it goes off to the mother, and therefore we consider at that stage not yet alive. So we say the same thing. For Anachinami, the baby is alive. Hello, Michael. The animal is the egg, but for halachic purposes, not alive. Otherwise, how do you have a situation where you've got a novella, which is alive, and then it gets born out of the shell, stops being a novella, then it dies, becomes a novella again? You understand the question? You understand the problem? Right? So he said, maybe you could say that even though there isn't a live lizard inside that egg, for halachic purposes, it's not alive.
I'll tell you how you do that. Oh, it's not a novella. Because it hasn't crawled on the ground yet. Because we had a situation which
That's a brilliant answer. We said, Sherry Church Larry, which is the worm, when if it's in the fruit and it hasn't crawled out the fruit yet. Yeah. So you want to say that it's not a sheret when it's in... So if you're saying, actually, it's not even an Aveda. Give us a knockover. It's not a sheret. That's a great answer. That's absolutely a great answer. I love that answer. Okay, I'm discussing that. I love that. It's a great answer. Wow. Okay, shkoch. Let's go. It was worth going over that mishnah. Just hear that answer. That's a great answer. Answer. It hasn't crawled on the ground. That's a brilliant answer. Oh, that's a great answer. Okay. All right. But why? They have a bonnet in it. It's even better. At least we know him. All right. Shkoch. That was a brilliant answer. All right. Okay. Talmud Lomar. So yeah, we're carrying. We had up to yesterday. Hashoret. Komakom Shoret. So then we are on Kuf Kaf Zayin. Am I right, right?
Yeah.
Suddenly seems familiar. All right. So call a kom shoret. Right. So now the Gemara is oh, and hashoret. Maybe it's not call hashoret. Maybe it's call el hashoret. Now I'll be very honest with you. I'm going to run through this quickly. All right. Because you won't understand why. Okay. El hashoret. Call a mashrit it mash. El mashdoit ma. Maybe if it isn't shoret, if it doesn't mashrit, right? If it isn't able to multiply. But then we're going to put an akhbar. Because now we've got this mass that's busy being made, created half by the ground, half by the mass, etc. Doesn't multiply. He hasn't got pre-revi. It's still busy being constructed. But the chulda and akhbar, maybe should that goes off to the name. Chulda does multiply. Afachbar pararva. I'm going to put it because the Gemara says Talmud Basheret. So the passage says, "Zerachem hatamei Basheret, Hashoret al aretz." Three miutim in that pasuk. Hashoret, the sheret, al adama, and Basheret. So I'm going to ask Rabbi and Rava. So that some Talmud also have a question. I'm a Basheret. The pasuk says Basheret. So what have we got here? We have a situation now. Do we include the water? Don't we include the water one? What's the story with the water one? Is it a mal? Do we go after? Achbar, do we go after Chulda? Do we go after Pre-Revia? Have you looked at the problems? It's like this. Basheret, when we got the pasuk Basheret, so what's that? It's Latuye Achbar Shechetu Basar Bechetu Adama. The Torah says Basheret. Ah, Asheret, Basheret, anything. Hashoret, why does it say Hashoret? Koshu Shoret. Afilu Achbar Shebayam. Even Achbar in the water will be Shoret. Now we've got a problem because how do we learn in the water if we've got Ala Aretz? Ala Aretz seems to imply not in the water. Yitmah says, Yarad liyam. Says, this is how you learn it. Ala aret yitmah. While it's on the land, yitmah. Yarad liyam, lo yitmah. Maybe that's the answer. Right, you got it. Easy. So Amale, so Rava says to him, Umeachar, deshavti liyam, makom tuma. So now you've made the yam makom tuma, maliacha maliacha. Actually, I don't understand the question because he just said a second ago that when it's not in the yam, it wouldn't be tameh. So why do you say the shaft el yam makom tuma? Why is the yam makom tuma? He said al aretz yitma yarad le yam yolo yitma. So it's not the same. I don't understand.
No, Amar Soretz, Amila Soretz, Afilu Akbar Sebayam, Lifneze. As Mukhoez Makom Tumai, Soretz Afilu.
Ken, okay, but nonetheless, he said, but now they've got an Aretz, and he makes a distinction. So he sort of, he has the question, but he gives an answer in the question. He says, no. This is another question. He says, Vahai, Ala Aretz, mi Bailes. He says, that more than that, if you're going to tell me that Aretz is to come and mark Kadab, we need Aretz for something else. Lotis affect Tumat Safa. Because we need al aretz. What's al aretz? When we've got a safek tumet safek, we've got a piece of safek tumet that's floating on the water, right? So you're not sure if it's tumet, but it's a safek tumet that's floating. What does al aretz mean? Lotzi safek tumet safa. So now he says to me, answer. Look at the kutei Rashi there very quickly. This is an important halacha to learn. Look at the kutei Rashi there. Lotzi safek tumet safa. The first kutei Rashi on the Amud. He says, Afa gab the tumat mate safa. Even though tumat mate that's floating, metamei besafek maga. If you're not sure if you touched it, we say you are tamei. If it's a mate floating, because a mate is a vada safek. So the vada safek floating, you're not sure there's a safek that you touched it, but we say metamei. Kediknan, we've got a Mishnah. Vidim tsa mate. But leinyan sheretz miha, with regards to a sheretz, eina chashuva letame misafek. You see that? So a tumat mate from a safek tumah, we say it is we machmir, but a tumat sheretz we aren't machmir for safek, right? Shim sheretz safa pnei mayim safek nagabo safek lo nagabo sveiko tahor gori nazir. You see that? So sheretz, if it's a safek, we would say no, sheretz never chai. Sheretz chai is not metame. It's only sure it's mate. If it's a tamay mate, if it's a human being, if it's a body, it's a mate. I have tumah. So he says, like, it's tarti. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a problem. We can answer both your questions because both for ala aretz, for the safek tamay, and for the story of this achbar yam, we've got two psukim on aretz ketivi, written once in Vayikra Yud Aleph and once in Vayikra Mem Kaftet and one in Vayikra Yud Aleph Mem Aleph. Both of them say, we got al aretz twice, not a problem. Okay, now we go back to related, but new sugya. Terminal. Hatzav leminehu. The pasuk says, v'ze lachem hatamei basheretz, hashoretz al aretz, hacholed v'hachbar. So all these different types of shratzim. V'hatzav, the tzav is the tortoise, right?
The toad.
What?
It says the toad.
Oh, no, tzav is a tortoise, no? How do they toss that at the toad?
Toad
is a frog. Mm. Wow, is a toad when a tortoise is a toad means a frog?
Toad
is different.
It's
different. No, I'm interested. In my mind, I mean, I've got an arch crow. Okay, I don't have an English here. I'm saying, but I thought it's toad in my eye. Was it a toad?
It is.
It's modern
Hebrew.
That's what I'm there. What is the carpada? Manin.
Karpada?
Manin.
Where do you eat? Rashi?
And
the fear
Rashi,
Siman
Slosa.
Siman Slosa
today. Although that's it.
Species of
food.
Maybe
they
didn't
have. Arvad, there's no Rashi here on this. Which era?
Slosa.
I don't know if it's always the same, but let's look. Well, Lefi Rashi Karpada, Reha Rashtaim. Okay, well, interesting. Okay. Yeah, I even wrote to myself to remember because I'll always forget this word, Tzav tortoise. Okay, so we've got a different here. Okay, so we're talking about something of frog. Maybe it makes, but a tortoise is also a reptile, right? A tortoise, but that wouldn't be a sheretz according to that then.
don't know if it's a reptile.
No, it's a
amphibian.
No, it's a reptile.
What's the definition of
it? What's a reptile, man?
Cold-blooded,
lays eggs, hatches eggs. Amphibians are water-based.
Amphibians water-based.
A tortoise is not amphibian. A turtle's amphibian. A tortoise is not amphibian. Well, they do get water-based tortoises. Most tortoises aren't amphibian. But I'm not an expert in that at all.
The tortoise and the turtle.
Sav is a turtle. Okay, turtle, tortoise. Okay, well, that's the same idea.
Tortoises on land.
Yeah, tortoise. You do get water tortoises, yeah. By the way. Yeah, that aren't turtles. Yeah, I just okay. Huh? Okay. I'll say tortoises. Okay, let's carry on. Okay, but I'll be honest with you. I prefer the notion of a frog than a tortoise. Just seems to be more sheretzy, like a frog. No, I'm dead serious. Like you can understand that a frog is more of a sheretz, I don't know, than a tortoise. A tortoise just with a shell around it, it seems like very...
These all seem to be...
Agreed. Rats as well. Rats and frogs seem to go together more than tortoises.
These seem to be mythological.
All three of them mythological. Okay, yeah, interesting, huh? Yeah, there we are. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Tzav doesn't seem to be a sheretz. Okay, all right, let's go. We'll check it out. Okay, so we've got our tzav leminayu. So now we've got this. We're now calling this. We'll call the tzav now. What are we calling it in English? Toad. Okay. So our tzav leminayu. So it says here, toads leminayu, right, to their top. So the Gemara's question is throwing out tzav leminehu. When it says leminehu, what does it mean leminehu? Like their species. So the Gemara says lahavi ha'arvad. Now there's an arod and an arvad. Okay, arod is like a type of a donkey. Right, like of a donkey. An arvad is something different. Now it's interesting. Look at the Shittah Mekubetzet Yagimel. See the Shittah Mekubetzet Yagimel? This is chova. You have to look at it. Even if you don't normally look at Shittah Mekubetzet. This one really, please. This is a compulsory one. Look what he says there. Lahavi, and he punctuates it. Lahavi arvad. You see that fatach under the vav? It says v'chule yatsa arvad kach tzarich liot mednukad. See that?
Elo arod.
And not arod. This has to be punctuated. The Shittah Mekubetzet says this is not an arod. This is an arvad. Now what's an arvad? He says lahavi ha'arvad. Okay, look at Rashi here. What's an arvad? He says min tzav. It's a type of a, now we know, toad. This actually also makes more sense. V'min hanachashu barked lekaman. Like a type of a toad and also like a type of a snake. Okay, we're going to see later on. And we'll see later on who barked lekaman. Okay, we know that we're in the series, we're in the area of Gemara now where we aren't necessarily beholden to what we know as science. Okay, the Gemara's got its own sort of realities. Yeah, we saw yesterday with the frog, with the rat being built out of the ground. We're going to see now later on about snakes and frogs mating. Okay, we'll get to the end of the Amud. Okay, b'chena nephilim. And so likewise, nephilim. What are nephilim, says Rashi? Sheretz mintzav. Okay?
Right.
So we've got nephilim in Bereshit, we've got nephilim. Right? We've got lots of nephilim there. Nephilim. But this is not there. This is nephilim. And here comes the best one, salamandra. Right, we all know the salamandra is, right? Look at the salamandra. Look at Rashi here. Sheretz hanotzar min ha'ur. This is a sheretz that is created out of fire. Me'atzei hadas. From hadas leaves. The bark of hadas from myrtle plants. Right, hadasim. Al yedei kshafim. Through witchcraft. Right. V'hasach midamo. And if you put the blood of a salamandra on your body. Ein ha'ur sholetbo. Protect you from the fire. Right, the Kimle Rabbi Akiva, the minutes of Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion this is type of a tzav, whatever a tzav is. Right, the Keshaya, look at this amazing Gemara. This Ukshia Rabbi Akiva Magir le pasuk ze. Rabbi Akiva used to get to this pasuk. Right, what's the pasuk? Pasuk is Mar Rabu Masecha Hashem Kli Mechum Masita Malach Kanecha. Right, Amar, he would say like this. He used to get to this pasuk of Tzav Leminehu. Right. Sorry, of course, yeah. When he got to the pasuk of Tzav Leminehu, what did he say? He said like this, Ma Rabu Ma'asech Hashem, how great are your works, Hashem. Yesh lecha briot gedelot bayam, you've got creatures that grow in the water, v'yesh lecha briot gedelot bayabasha, and you've got those creatures that grow on the land. Bayabasha, she bayam il male olot bayabasha, those from the water, if they should come onto the land, miyad metot, eventually die. Should be Abasha. Those that grow in the water, on the land, Ilmale Europa. Yeah, if they should go into the water, Miyad Metot, they immediately die. Yeshach Abriot Gidot Bor. You've got species that grow in the fire. Yeshach Abriot Gidot Ba'avir. You've got those that grow in the air. Shebaur Ilmale Olot La'avir. Those that grow in the fire, as soon as they go into the airspace, Miyad Metot. Shebaavir. Those in the air, Ilmale Olot La'or. They go into the fire, Miyad Metot. Aha, ma rabu maasech Hashem. The Mesura Shas adds on there in the Dalid, Tzarich lomar, have ma rabu maasech Hashem. Okay, that's a nice one. Tell me about that. Okay, kol sheesh b'yavasha yesh b'yam. So the Gemara says on that, and it brings a brighter. Right, this is a brighter tosefti mischek kilayim. Whatever you've got on the earth, you've got in the sea, chutz min achulda. Other than the chulda is the only animal that doesn't live in the water, only lives on the land. Right? And Rabazara Makra, Rabazara says, what's the pasuk? How do we know this? Ha'azinu kol yoshvei chaled. Chaled, yeah, meaning from the play on the word chulda. Right? Kol yoshvei chaled. Those who are sitting on the chaled, meaning those who are sitting on the land. Rashi says it here, yoshvei chaled, yoshvei haaretz. Shumakom yushav letoldot. For generations, that's the place people sit. In other words, the chulda is only on the land. Okay. Right. Okay, now, look at this. I'm Rav Huna Bered, Rav Yeshua. Rav Huna Bered Yeshua says, "Why we? Okay, we've got a bit of an agarita, like a respite here in these dapim here of thing, right? Especially because Arya wanted to leave at 10 to 8, so the Gemara understood him and said, okay, no problem, we'll change the dapim around, right? I'm Rav Huna Bered, Rav Yeshua. Bavri de nourish. And what's bavri? Bavri says Rashi here, chayot amitzuyot b'oto makom bibrunch beloas. Right? So these are the type of animals.
He says the beavers.
Right? Bavery, his beavers? Beaver. Really? Yeah, that's interesting. Beavers. Beavers. Okay, a beaver. No, water-based. Socharim. What's it called? The sachar. What's it called? Sachar. What's the word in Hebrew for a beaver? Shebonim sacharim v'chule, how do you call it? Boneh, it's called a boneh. Boneh.
Beaver b'anglit.
Really, what are
you talking about? Bayarot,
he says. What number? Wallah. What number?
Bal chay, yonech min ha-mechersim.
What number?
23.
Haboneh biva, b'anglit, hu bal chay, yonech min ha-mechersimim. Dar al gedot narot, hu boneh lo medorot. Yalla, okay, he says, beavers. Okay, beavers. Yafeh mod. Okay, so he says, yeah. A beaver de nourish. So these beavers in nourish from this place nourish a nan min ha yishuv. What do we mean a nan min ha yishuv? Says Rashi. He says, yeah, a nan min ha yishuv. A nan gedelot lebamayim. The land on the land that only grow in the water. Okay. Okay, so it says Russia that don't grow on the land, they're water based. But now look here, now if you once we get onto this Narisha and we mention this town, Narish, so now the Gemara gets excited. Amara Papa Bishamta Narish. Right? Look at what we mean Shamta. Shamta is a chayrim, right? Look at Rashi. Klomar kol yoshveya Rishaim. Kulam yu b'shamta. All these, the citizens of Narish should be put into Chayrim. Why?
It's
Narishkeit. Narishkeit. That was Yaakov Shredny's famous word, Narishkeit. Everything Yaakov Shredny was Narishkeit. 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 Okay. Tarbe mashche ve'ilite. Look at that. Tarbe is chaylev. But look at the rest. Rashi says, yeah. Tarbe nash mashche ve'ilite. Ha'chaylev v'ha'or im ha'basar v'ilias. This is the chaylev. The skin with the meat and the tail, klomar kulan, kekatan kegadol. Both the little ones and the big ones, all be put into chayrim. Right? Now the pasuk Gemara carries on. Eretz, shimi devar Hashem. So the pasuk says three times, Eretz, shimi, listen to Hashem. Three times, Eretz. Amar Papa, lo ava narish shimua devar Hashem. He says again, this applies to these people from Narish. Look at Rashi, Lefisha, Kula, Yerushi, they didn't want to listen to Hashem, because they're all bad guys. That's why the Torah repeated itself three times. Aretz. Okay, Amarav, Gidl, Amarav. Nisha'a, Nishkecha, Mini, Kichecha. Look at Rashi, yeah? What do you say, yeah? Im nishkacha echad miyoshvei narish. Look at this. This is like, you know, he says, we use the expressions all the time, right? If a guy from Narish kisses you, manashi necha, count your teeth. Im timtz kulam, make sure you got all your teeth left there. Kimuchzak ganavu, because the chance is going to steal one of your teeth. You know, we said, a guy shakes your hand, count your fingers, right? I mean, that's our expression. Nahar pekudecha, look at the nahar pekuda, livyecha migilma, shafir dechazi alach. It's the same thing. If from Nahar Pekuda, look Rashi, im miyoshvei Nahar Pekod. If a guy from Nahar Pekod, Laviecha, wants to accompany you on a journey, nitlavei imach baderech, right? So miglime shafir dechazah. Why? Because he sees you wearing a great jacket. Machbat shu'al lecha talit na'e, v'dato legolvo nitchaber imach. That's why all these guys have got a chazok of being ganovim, right? Pumpeditai. Look at this, they have a guy from Pumpedita now, you know, not very nice, eh? The question is, Amar Rav Papa, just quickly, Robert, do a Google search, where is Rav Papa from? Which town is Rav Papa? Just tell Rav Papa, just let me Google Rav Papa, interesting, where does Rav Papa come from? Right? Says Rav Papa, yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Right, Rav Papa, is there a note there anywhere about Rav Papa, by the way? I'm just thinking about that. Is there any note there, Matthew, you find something about Rav Papa? Okay, so it says, yeah, Pumpedai, so Pumpedaiti Livyacha, right? Ashne Ushpizach. Look at Rashi. Anshe Ushpizach. Shelo yada heichan tishkav sheganavi mumchinei. He said, because he knows he's, why is he following you? Because he knows you're going nowhere to sleep. Where's he from?
He was a Talmud of Abaya who was from Pumbedita.
From Pumbedita. I see himself as Pumbedita. Okay, see himself. He's like.
No, you know the rest. He led the Talmudic Academy in Nahardia, also called Narish, yeah, close to Surah.
Ah, from Narish, eh?
Nahardia
shown
on the map is in different places.
To Narish. Yeah. Is Narish and Nahardia different places?
That's Narish, Surah,
well, to
Nahardia.
Google.
Okay, so Google says that Narish is similar to Narish. Okay. Narish. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Good. All right. But basically, so you can hear it, but you can see like the tension between the different towns, right? Right? It's like I'm scared. I want to stop. I want to say something, but I want to be recorded. Like a black say, hey, nigger. You know, say, hey, you pump it, you tie, you know, same sort of idea.
What
do
you call one in
the suit? Okay, yeah. So, exactly, right? So he says, pump it, you're right? So Amrav Huna Baraturt, Pamachalachti Levad. Look at this, Pamachalachti Levad. Now Rashi says, yeah, remember we came earlier on, Rashi said, remember just now we saw Rashi, and Rashi said when it came to the snake, and when we said there the Arvad, remember? On the word Arvad, he said, min hatzav min anachashu ba kedelekaman. And he said, later on we're going to see this, right? Here it is. So now, alachti levad. Look at Rashi. What do you mean alachti levad? He said, I went to levad. Makom reshaim. It's a place of bad people. And what's bad about them? Umar vi'ei kilayim. These guys are experts in all the inyanim of kilayim, of mixing all the isurim together, right? Vreiti nachash shu karucha latzav. I see a snake wrapped around a toad. Right now, wrapped around the egg, not eating him. Right, look at this. Kol sha'a sha'ya matzu yetzlo b'ya niskakimo. Basically, having sexual relations. Kamina b'kiddushin. B'kruchin achareo b'chorot. We'll see this soon. Chazir shekaruch acharachel. A pig on top of a rachel is a female sheep, a lamb, right? What's a rachel? A lamb, eh? Right. Right. Klomar nimshach v'shochen etzlo tamid. They live together. It was totally not how it should be. Le'yamim yatsa arvad mi beinehem. So from this karuch ala tzav, so from the snake and the tzav came an arvad. That's what we say, that an arvad is like a kilayim, like a donkey and a horse comes the
mule.
This is like from a snake and a toe and a tzav comes an arvad. Ukeshebati Rabbi Shimon Achasid, Amarli, he said to me, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, hey, may viu bria shlo barati bolami. These guys created af ani avianahem bria shlo barati bolami. Right, in other words, they did things which I didn't create. What does it mean? Ansha af ani avianahem. Right, he says, yeah, ansha avad hey, may viu. Rashi says there, mizavgei kilai mayu. It was they were creating all types of different things. Af ani avianahem bria vahainu arvad. Right, so now he's got a problem though. He says, "V'ha'amar mar," but didn't we learn? We've got a Gemara Masechet Bechorot, Tafchet. We'll see it soon, 3 weeks time. Kol shetashmishan v'iburan shaveh. anything that the tashmish and the ibur. Look at Rashi. Shememashmashin shnehem panim keneged panim. Right? In other words, like human beings who have relations facing each other. Kegon adam. Or panim keneged oref. Kegon behema. Or if it's an animal, they do it differently, right? We're back to front. And so that's, it's a tashmish has to be shaveh. V'iburan shaveh. And the ibur, what's ibur? Yemei ibur. The period of gestation is the right word, right? Gestation period, right? Yoldin umegadlin zemize. They're able to have children and grow them up one to the other. Look at Rashi. Mitabrin zemize umegadlin menikim zeben oshel ze. And they can suckle and feed, etc. Now look at Rashi here. V'imei ibur oshel nachash. Now says Rashi, the gestation period of a nachash ain't no shave lo le sheretz ubehema v'chai. Different to a behema, a sheretz v'chai, a wild animal, domestic animal, or even to a sheretz. Can I mean a parent come into b'chor? We'll see it again. Shu'al v'chol minei shratzim. L'shisha chodeshim. They are for 6 months. V'nachash l'sheva shanim. He says, yeah, a snake takes 7 years to gestation. Is that true? Is a snake 7 years? Wow.
I don't know.
V'amrinan hatam. And there we say in Bechoret, u'lo'oto rasha, nachash lo matinu chaver. There, that rasha, the nachash, never had a friend. V'hayach yatsa oto arvad b'tzav nachash. How did it happen? This contradicts our Gemara in Bechorot. Doesn't make sense. Yes. Right? So he says to him, answer, he says, no problem. The whole shadron of Yerushalayim, and you're dealing with the same thing. Amarav, nais betoch nais. What's it, David?
It says
3 to 9 months. A snake. Okay, well, this is a special snake. All right. So he says, what do you mean? He says, nais betoch nais. Well, what do you mean nais? But hi, puranutu, this is not a nais. Usually nisim are for good things. This is a puranutu, this is bad. He says, my nais is what? He says, la puranut. He says, what's the nais? The nais here was a nais for puranut. Look at Rashi here. Kedei lipara min harishaim. This was a nice that Hashem brought a miracle to make these guys, to punish them. He brought them this arval. I'm not sure what arval was a miracle, but yeah, it was a pretty dangerous thing. Okay, new Mishnah. All right, let's finish. Ha'ever, v'habasar, v'amedul dalin, v'bahema. Just 1 second on this note. Right, I think it was the quickest half amud which we've done this second, right? Only 27 minutes. But last night, Shir, which, and Michael, what was that? I think it was absolutely, in my opinion, it was absolutely brilliant. But some interesting alochas came out there with regards to the tumah of maga and ohel and masa, which we learned the last few days, right? So it's interesting. If anybody's got a chance to listen, even though Rabbi himself got completely... He wanted to have a chirush in the end, and he wasn't able to. He didn't work. And he said an interesting thing, which is really was fascinating, because when he got stuck and he couldn't answer the stira, so he said he heard from one of his rabbis, he said it's interesting. He says that sometimes it's not a bad thing when you aren't able to answer a stira. Because if you're able to answer a stira, then you think, ah, you can solve any stira. I could just can find some great chidush and solve it. So not everything can be answered. Right? That in itself is a lesson. And sometimes it's a stira, you can't answer it. Okay. Well, I actually sent him a WhatsApp after I tried to solve this theory for him, but he never replied to me. Okay. But he didn't. However, Basar, maybe David should answer. Okay. However, Basar, Medulin, Behema. Right, so now. Mati, put me some water in here, please. However, Basar, Medulin, Behema. So you've got a limb or meat which is dangling. In fact, you know, medul dalin and dangling, both of them sound the same. They're onomatopoeic, you know, like dangling and medul dalin. They sound very similar. Okay? Habasar, ever vahabasar ha medul dalin bebehema, that are dangling but still connected, temein tumat ochlin bim koman. Right? They tamei tumat ochlin. Remember, we made a distinction the other day. We said there's a difference between tumat nevela and tumat ochlin. Remember, tumat nevela was chamur, tumat nevela was not chamur. Right. So now look at Rashi. Hamedul dalin bebehema nitlash bimena ever basar. If a piece of meat been sort of like stripped off it, gidin or tendons, v'atzamot and bones, or nitlash bimena basar levado, or just the meat itself. So you got meat, tendons, and bones, or even just a piece of meat. V'adayin, but still this meat meurin ba bemiktzat. It's still slightly connected. Got a bit of a, it's still hanging there. Now, Rashi says an important Rashi. V'yesh hefresh, says Rashi, v'ein ever minachai. I shouldn't have got too excited about finishing this amud in 27 minutes. Okay. V'ein ever minachai, lebasar minachai. There's a difference between ever, a limb that's torn off minachai, lebasar minachai. Sheha ever, the limb, which is torn off the animal, metame adam v'chelim kenevela. So if you've ripped off a limb, we're not talking about partly connected, we're talking about ripped off.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got an erev minacha, take a knife and you chop off a leg of an animal, it is metame like a nevela, even the animal's still alive. That's the chidush here, right? The animal's still alive.
Yeah.
The nevela, the limb is stripped of the animal, that limb is a nevela.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Nitlash menu basa levado. But now we come to sorry. Nevada, right, for habasar she'eno ever, but meat that's cut off the meat animal, you know, basar binachai, tahor miklum, is not metame like a nevela. Okay, this is interesting. So we got meat that's partially connected, we got meat that's cut off. Now, so that's different. Now, we're talking at the moment about ever or basar, which is meduldelin. So here he says, mitamin, mitam. Just give me a punctuation on that. Is it mitamin or mitamin?
Mitamin.
Like I thought, okay. Mitamin, tumat ochlin bim koman. They mitame, tumat ochlin. Here comes the chiddush. What does it mean, they mitame, tumat ochlin? You think that they mitame is something else, right? So what do we understand now? That it itself is already tame. Now, here's the question. Rashi told us a second ago that a piece of meat that's completely cut off is not metame. So why is this piece of meat that's connected metame?
Mm-hmm.
Good question, right?
Yeah.
You with me? Everybody?
Okay.
Right? So now here comes the answer. But let's just look at bimkoman. Afa pi shehein mechubarin, even though they're mechubar, here comes the important Rashi. Im chishev aleyan la'achilan le'oved kochavin ha'be'ochel. Remember, we saw this before at the very beginning of the parak. You have to, things in order to be mekabel tuma or to be metame, have to be considered food. Now, sometimes it can be considered food for a goy, not for a Jew. Because a Jew is not going to eat this, but a goy might eat it.
Okay.
So therefore, once you chishev ochel, lekabel tuma, now, how does it work? There's no inherent tuma in this piece of meat. The chiddush of the Mishnah is not that the piece of meat is tameh, but it is mekabel tumah, and then it can be metameh. And yes, the chiddush, it's still dangling onto the animal. It can mekabel tumah. If it is mekabel tumah, it will metameh something else. Unless if it doesn't mekabel tumah, it's not tameh. Okay? That's what's very important to understand here. Right, look at Rashi, yeah? Lekabel tumah, lekabel tumah. The tumat atzman ein bahen. There's no inherent tumah. Ad sheyitleshu kulan kidavin begemara, aval mekablim tumin asheret. It can mekabel tuma as opposed to the animal. The animal's alive still; it can't. But this dang piece of meat can. Umetamin ba et acherim and can metame acherim. So now, how does it work? The next line of the Mishnah: v'tshichin hechsher. It itself is not mukshar yet le tuma. It needs hechsher. What's hechsher? To be wet, right? Shirashi lavon b'mayim pam achat lachar shenidaldelu. And yeah, Rashi adds an important chiddush as well. So now we've got this dangly piece of meat. It's been wet. It can now be mekabel tumah and metame, even though it's still connected to the animal by a thread. It's for tumah purposes, it's on its own. Right? And it says there, once it's been wet once, v'shuv mekablim tumah olamit. It's forever tameh now. V'leiken ha ever. And don't worry, it say with this ever, Shesof, because here comes an interesting one. Now, just take a moment and quickly go to Kuf Kaf Aleph. Kuf Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Well, it's actually amazing how everything which we've learned comes to play. Look at the bottom of Kuf Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph, towards the bottom, just before it gets wide lines. We've got the Amar Ab Asi Shonin Yishav Bitmeal Vekach Bitorat Shechin Machshava Behechshir. So now, anybody needs, in order to be Tamei, needs Machshavat, you consider it food and Hechshir. Hechsher mai, mimakom acher. Hechsher la, because why do we hechsher? Sofo le tamei tume chamura. Right? This, what we're speaking about over here, right, is going to be, says, if you look at that, Amar, and we're talking here about Hashochet Behema. Right? So it says now, just, you know what, give me half a second, let's just read the actual whole Mishnah. Right? It would be over here. Hashochet Behema. When it finally dies, it becomes a nevela. If it would die, Right? So the animal's busy dying. It would die. It would get a die to come in the veil. Now, what happens to the Gemara says here? V'sofol tamei v'hechsher lameli. Why do I need hechsher? All right, it's going to sofol tamei to machamura. And what do we say? V'chol she'sofol letamei to machamura lo ba'i hechsher. If something is going to become a tumat nevela, tumat nevela doesn't need hechsher to be metamei. Doesn't need hechsher, mayim. So this ever over here, this Rashi says over here, for sure, says Rashi says, don't say, right? V'likin behind ever this limb, because what did we say a second ago? Rashi said a limb torn off an animal is an ever minachai, is a tumat nevela. So if it's going to rip off, it's going to become a tumat nevela. If it's going to become a tumat nevela, we're in hechsher. We just said a second ago that he's hechsher. Look what Rashi says here. V'lekin emer b'hai ever, she sofo letamei tumechamura, de'enu metamei tumechamura, why? He says, de'enu metamei tumechamura, ad she'amut. It only comes tumechamura when the animal dies. V'shema lo yavo yidei tumechamura. But there's a hava min here, maybe this will become tumechamura. So when do we say that you don't need to have hechsher when it's certain? It's a psik resha. It's going to happen without a doubt. It'll become a nevela. But here, there's no doubt it'll become a nevela. Why? To shema yishchetel. You might shech the animal. Ve'ein shchita osa nipul. It's going to become an animal. What does this mean? A lot of unfortunately, this Rashi. Nipul means we consider it fallen off, separated. The shchita doesn't make it into a nipul. So even though this is dangling, the shchita doesn't cause it to fall off. It's still attached. So therefore, it might not become an ever minachai. It might become an ever. So it won't become a tumah chamura. Therefore, even though you say it's a good chance it would be, it doesn't matter. It needs hechsher. Once you get hechsher, it's hechsher forever, even though it might become an ever. Okay, that's that over there. Now, nishchete behema. If you shech the animal, then hechsher bedame. This we've seen before already. Then the blood is considered machshirit. We don't need more. We don't need hechsher at all. That's a contrary. Rabbi Shimon Omer lo hechsher. Rabbi Shimon says no, lo hechsher. It isn't going to help you, right? If meta behave, if the animal dies, habasar tzurich hechsher, the meat needs hechsher. If it dies on its own, because it wasn't shchita here. And look at Rashi here, meta habahema, habasar. Look at the very last wide of Rashi. What meat are we speaking about? Habasar shenidaldel tzurich hechsher lekabel tumah min hasheretz. Im lo huchshar mi shenidaldel. If it wasn't machshir, huchshar while it was still dangling. The tumat nevela aimbo. There's no tumat nevela bo. Why not? Because I remember behema hamachshir early on. The mita osa nipu, right? Because even though mita, right, treats it as if this piece of meat now is separated, ve'eino kemitna benva mitata ela kaparoshim chayim. When do we say that it's a nevela, but separated from while it was alive? But here it didn't separate till the animal died. Ubasar aporesh min achai tahor. Right? So if it ve'eino keshem mitna bel ima b'mitata. Sorry, on the other way around. The meat didn't mitnabel with the dead animal. So the meat was considered separated. So therefore, there isn't tumah. If it wasn't dangling, this animal became a nevela if it died, right? But because this meat was partial, was almost considered separated, it doesn't die with the animal, it's considered separated while the animal is still alive. So we've got a bit of a confusion here. On the one hand, it's attached. On the other hand, it's separated, right? It needs hukshar. If it shechted, there's a question, did the shechit machloket Rabbi Meir Rabbi Shimon, if it did machshir the meat or not? If it dies on its own, it needs hechsher on its own. And the next halachic mission is however mitamei mishum ever nachai, and every by the ainu mitamei mishum ever nevela. See that? Mitamei mishum ever nachai, not because ever nevela. And we'll see different what the Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon metaher, Rabbi Shimon says no. This ever is completely tahor. But Gemara first time, we'll see the Gemara is okay. So we got a very complicated mission here. Let's get on with the Gemara. Give us like this. When we said that this is mitamei. Right, so we said it's metamei, but tumat ochlin in tumat nevela lo. Only tumat ochlin nevela. Look at Rashi. Tumat nevela lo. The lo have ketlusha legamrei. Why not tumat nevela? Because it wasn't properly severed. It was partially attached. Delitamei haever keshar minachai. And in order to become every minachai, it has to be fully removed. Right, amalakam and shumetamei adam vekadim. Then it's metamei vekadim. So here we say that it is. Tumat ochlin, but not tumat nevela. What's going on over here? Idem alin aruka. Now it's funny that this woman, we saw the word the other day about the marrow. We said if it's ma'ale aruka, if the marrow heals the bone, the meat outside. I mean, it was suddenly the next day, by the way, in Rashi featured Ma'ale Aruka. In the Rashi in the morning, we saw Be'enai Ma'ale Aruka. So now it becomes pretty common. What is Ma'ale Aruka? Ma'ale Aruka is basically is nirpa, right? If it's able to heal, right? So you say, hey, Ridami, this piece of meat that's dangling. Either Ma'ale Aruka, if it's possible to be healed. So I feel it too much. Ochli nami loli tamot. Shouldn't even be tamot to an ochli. Why? Because it's part of the animal. Ve'ida ein ma'ale aruka. If it's never got any chance of being healed again, so then too much neveira damit. Then we should be considered completely detached, and it should be a neveira. So why do we say on the one hand it's too much ochlin and not neveira? It seems to be like a halfway house over here. Why? One says lolam de ein ma'ale aruka. He says no, it'll never be able to be healed again. Ve'sha'ani too much neveira. Why not too much neveira? Because the Torah says Rachman Amar ki yipol. That when does something become a nevela? Only when it falls off the animal. And this is not nipol yet. Adje yipol. The word means to say, Tanya Mechad the bright as well. Ha'ever, elim, v'habasar, medulemi behema, u'me'orin b'chut ha'sara. If they're still attached, even by chut ha'sara, like this, as a strand of hair, yachol yitama tumat nevela. Can it be tumat nevela? The Gemara answers, Tamud omar yipol, adje yipol, only if it falls. The Gemara says, okay, v'afilu hachi. Tumat, v'afilu achi, tumat ochlin mitamo. But nonetheless, it's still mitame, tumat achi. Look at that Rashi there. When you read the afilu achi conjures up thoughts of a question, right? I achi, afilu achi. So that's why look at Rashi. Rashi says, benichuta. This is benichuta, right? This is like, obviously, at the time we have a vahatani, Rashi says benichuta. It was not a question. The one's just reading it gently, the words, it's part of the past of the answer. V'afilu achi, even though it isn't fully detached, and it's this like sort of halfway mark, nonetheless, it is still metame tumat noch. We saw how it works, right? It has to become huchshar first, and it can be mekabel tumah and then metame. There's no inherent tumah in it. Remember that? Very important. Okay. Gemasai l'Rab Chiya Barashi. The Gemara now brings him a siwa, right? On this, yeah, that there is this concept that it can be metame ochlin, but not metame nevela. In other words, it's in the middle, right? The Amar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Amar Shmuel, the name of Shmuel. Te'enim she'tzamku be'evehen. You've got these te'enim or figs, right? Figs, te'enim figs, right? She'tzamku be'evehen. They're dried be'evehen. Look at Rashi. What does it mean be'evehen? She'tzamku be'evehen. She'yavshu ba'ilan. Be'evehen means on the tree still. Okay, they're on the tree and they're dried. So now, they're not really figs anymore, right? Because they've dried. He says, Metamot tumat ochlin. They nonetheless are metame tumat ochlin. In other words, they could receive tumah and be makabel and mavir tumah, right? But they're on the tree still. Right?
So,
but they're not klushin. They're medaldelim. Right. Exactly that. That's a good writer. V'atolesh mehem b'shabbos. But nonetheless, if you pick them on Shabbos, chayav chatan. Obviously, you're doing it by mistake, right? So we see that from a Shabbos point of view, they're connected. Yeah. You're over on Tolesh. On a Betumah point of view, they are already not connected because otherwise how can they become to Betumah? So what we're seeing here is that there's this proof here from Shmuel that there is such a notion that for some time, for purposes considered Mechubar, and other purposes it is considered Tolesh. Now the Gemara doesn't seem to be satisfied enough with that. So the Gemara says, Lema Messiah Lei. Right, we're going to bring a proof to him. Who's the lay over here? Look at Rashi.
Shmuel.
Right, because Shmuel needs a siyua. Because Shmuel, we're going to bring a siyua for Shmuel from a brighter. Whereas what that Amarav Chiya Bar Ashi, Amarav Shmuel, Amar Shmuel doesn't seem to be persuasive enough. Because he's a brighter. Let's try and help Shmuel from a brighter. Yirakot shetzamku b'evehen. Now we've got vegetables, right, and they dried up. But now vegetables dry up in the ground. So I'm assuming that Abahen means while it's still in the ground.
So
now if it's in Mechubar to Karka. Now something Mechubar to Karka we know doesn't make Kabbalah Tumah. Right? Right? Because Mechubar to Karka doesn't make Kabbalah Tumah. Right? Kegona kruva hadla'at. It's like cabbages or pumpkins. Ein metamin tumat ochlin. This is the exact opposite of the tree, right? The tree, the figs that were dried up on the tree were Mechabel Tumah. The pumpkins or the cabbages that are in the ground don't mekabel tumah while they're dried. Katzatzan, if you pick them, v'yavshan, and then dried them, metame tumat ochlin. Now, what's going on over here? Okay, let's stand over here. The whole idea here is, what is your machshava, right? If you take them out the ground and you dry them, why are you drying them? Because you want to eat them dry. Maybe. But maybe not. Look at the Rashi over here now. Katzatzan. Look at Rashi here. Katzatzan. Everyone says, no. When did you katzatzan? Lachin. They were wet. Al-menat le-yavshan. In order to dry them. Af al-pi she'ein omdin le-machal. Ela-eitz. Now you don't look. Now you've changed your mind. Why are you drying them out? You want to use a pumpkin. I don't know. Like, yeah, people use pumpkins like as an ornament. They look at these big pumpkins. Now dried out pumpkin sitting as an ornament. Or kruv, maybe here, used for firewood. Right? Whatever the case is. So you've changed your mind now. Kagon glat la sotim in a kli. Yeah, okay. Almost after chocham. Right? Like Rashi says. Like a pumpkin, you want to use it as a kli, maybe you're going to make, right? Or kruv la saka. Okay, it's in my subconscious. All right. Or cabbage, in order to burn it, right? Afilu hachi calls man shein lachin metam'in. Even though you already decided that they're not going to be used for food. Okay, so you've changed your mind. They're not food anymore. They're still mekabel tuma. They're still metamin. Right? Look here. Katzatzan. Oh, I lost my place. Sorry. V'yavshan. So you're going to katzatzan v'yavshan metamin to l'ochil. You're going to katzatzan v'yavshan sakadatach. You are eight ba'amahu. What's going on over here? It's eight. Why is it mekabel tuma? V'am Rabbi Yitzchak ba'al menat l'yavshan taima. The kruv v'dlatu. He says, what's going on over here? The reason is because it's specifically kruv v'dla'at. Because it's quite like it came under Yavshan. Since they dry, love b'nei achil ninu. Ah, ha'ashar peirot metamai. But any other fruits which you would dry them out, even though your intention is to dry them, they would still mekabel tumah. Right? Because we eat dried fruits. We eat dried fruits. So now the Gemara says, remember, we're trying to bring a proof here to Shmuel that we've got this concept where sometimes it is mekabel tumah and it's not considered fruit, or sometimes it's the Gemara says, hechidami. So what's the chidush? So if you look at Rashi, hechidami, hachmat nita. Okay, so now you've told me this. So you told me that only kruvet la'at, not other fruits. Yes, but big deal. There's nothing new here, right? The Gemara says, look at Rashi, hechidami, hachmat nita. Diktani de kruvet la'at, hu de lo mitamu, ha'achrini mitamu. The others do mitame. So I don't understand. So what's the big deal? Hechidami, he says, na'id de yavshan, if they are yavesh, hein ve'u kotzehen, right? Them and the okets, the part that attached it to the tree, so that's pshita, right? There's no chilush. Look at Rashi. Idi yavshan hein v'oketzehen. Da'af v'yan shabbat klushin hein. Even then, those, if you're telling me now back to the case of Shmuel, that the dla'at and the kruv, they're completely dry, them and their okets, so then there's no chilush. What's their no chilush? Look at Rashi, that they don't, but others would be. Look at Rashi, a pshita, the metamu. What's the metamu? The others. What's the Mishnah teaching me? Lo I gufa itzich lashminan. We don't need the Mishnah to tell us to eat lo yitame, because that's pashut. V'lav di yuke di day itzich lashminan, the achrinin mitamu. There's no chilush here to, they aren't, but others do, because it's also pashut, to ha klushin gmurim, because they come, if they haven't dried out yet, no, and you pick them, then they're obviously perfectly good fruits. It's obviously, the pashut that you chayev. So, how, where's the help here? Right, the Gemara says, Elalav belo okotzehen. We must be speaking about where their okets hasn't yet dried. It was they aren't properly separated from the tree. They still partially contest to look at the Russian. Elalav belo hein v'okotzehen. Ude kakashlan, my company, when you ask me, what's the chidush? Mishum seif it's nice, because at the end, Ashpinan, katzatzan lachin, al menat li ashvan. Is it 10-2 already? Gee, it was. Okay, he says, "Katzatzan lachin amenat liyavshan." When you pick them wet, right? But amenat liyavshan metamin tumat ochlin. So Gemara says, "Okay." Gemara says, "No, that's not helping me." Lo'olam hein boktzehen. They always them and the oktzehen are dry. Uketzatzan amenat liyavshan itzchicha. That's what we needed for. We needed to teach us. Uketzat amenat liyavshan. Right. That was the chiddush here. That even though they were still good. If you intended to pick them for something else and they were no longer going to be used for food, then the chidushia is that they still be mekabel tumah. That is the chidush on its own. The Gemara says, Tosh, we don't like that. The Gemara brings a brighter here against Shmuel. Is it clear up until now? Right? Okay, long as it's clear to all of you. I don't think it's clear to me, it's clear to you, right? Okay. The Gemara says Toshma. We've got a kasha here on Shmuel. Ilan Shenif. How do you pronounce that word? Shach or Nifsach?
Nifshach.
Nifshach, right? I know what it means, because Rashi says Nifshach. It says Ilan Shenifshach. There's a Rashi here. Yeah, Nitlash Mimenu Anaf. The whole branch is broken off. Right? Uboto Anaf Yesh Perot. So there are fruits on the branch. Interesting question, this, right? Got a brighter here. Ilan Shenifshach Bo Uvo Perot. Hare Hein Ketlushin. For Shabbos purposes, right? And I suppose for Tumah purposes as well. Hare Hein Ketlushin. Look at Rashi. Vafilu Hein Lachin. The fact that the branch is off the tree, the fruit's off the branch as well. Right? Now, they are Ketlushin. Yavshu. Right? But if they dried, right? Now, but look here. This is not the fruits on the branch that broke. Rashi says, Yavshu Perot Ha'ilan Sheno Nifshach. But fruits on a branch that still cling to the tree. Right? So, Hare Hein Kemechubarin. Interesting. So, we've got a situation now where you've got wet fruits, fresh fruits on a broken branch.
Talus.
They are considered talush. Dry fruits still on the tree, and they're considered mechubar. They attached. Right? It's completely opposite situation over here. Like Rabbi Baruch was starting this year. He says, when you ask, when you come suddenly, you think a logical situation. So when it comes to Tumah V'Tahara, there's no logic. Right? Don't try and think logic. Don't think it makes sense this way. It doesn't mean anything. Right? It's all these are the halachos of Moshe Mitzrayim, and they are gzera nakatuv, and we not necessarily flow one from the other. The laws apply differently, right? So he says now hey mechubarin. So he says my love, my tlushin lechol divrehin af mechubarin lechol divrehin. So therefore, it's like what's that kasha on Shmuel? Shmuel was the one who wanted to say that sometimes they work differently. The Gemara wants to bring a bright and say different in Shmuel. Why? Here's proof. Those that are mechubar are mechubar. Mechubar for Shabbos, mechubar for Tumah. Those that are talush for Shabbos, are talush for Tumah. When they're talush, they're talking about mechubar. We don't have halves. And look at Rashi, af mechubar, right? My love, af mechubar, in the kamar, kol, lechol divrahim, kamar, v'afil in Tumah, v'kashi to Shmuel. And that's that kashi on Shmuel. Right? The Gemara says, no. Midi area, yeah. We see this my area or midi area. Often the Gemara uses that lashon, right? My area, in other words, what's the connection? Why are they the same? What's the difference? Why up to here? What's going on? Why? Right? Midi area. It's not connected. Why are you assuming that they're the same? Hakede ita, the hakede ita. This one has its set of rules, and that one is itzugrash, yeah. Klushin shenifshach, if they are the whole divrehen havut klushin. Beinian chiyuv tumah, beinian shabbos. Umachurin diktanya evet. You're right. With regard to the broken one, that is considered kumi talush. But the one that is mechubar, that's connected to the tree still, gaba yavshu leShabbos kamar. When we said yavesh, only for Shabbos. V'lo leTumah v'hainu k'Shmuel. No, and not with regard to Tumah, and it's like Shmuel. So what's really saying that for Shabbos you'd be over, but for Tumah it might not be mekabel Tumah, right? And therefore. Not necessarily the same. Okay, next sugya. The Gemara now says, "But my can be forget." So now, the next line in the Mishnah was on our Amud. The first word at the top of the Amud, Nishchata Habahema. If the animal was shechted, right? Then we said, if that was shechted, it was a machloket which would be married Rabbi Shimon. If it was hukshar bedame or not, this piece of meat or limb that was dangling, is it hukshar al gav the animal? Right, the fact the animal is shechted, the animal is now hukshar, is that piece of meat or also hukshar, does it need its own hechshir? Remember, Meir said that it's hukshar, Rabbi Shimon said it's not hukshar. So you're going to say, okay, what's the machlok of Meir and Rabbi Shimon? I'm a rabbi, so Rabbi gives the first answer. What's the argument? See, again, we speak about yad. Is the ever na'ase yad, right? But behema naaset yad, is the animal a yad to its piece of meat? Mm. Now the animal was hukshar when it was shechted, agreed? Mm-hmm. with its blood. So does it become a yad to ma'avir that hechsher? Just so we got ma'avir tuma and makabel tuma, because we ma'avir hechsher. Is it ma'avir this hechsher to the piece of meat? That's the machlokes to Rava, right? Mar sabar ein behem enasid yad leever. So Rabbi Shimon, who says no, will say that the animal is not ma'avir hechsher. And Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Mary says yes, says naset yad leever. He says it does work. That's the first answer. That's pretty clear, right? That's an easy one. Abaya's got his own answer. Abaya says no. What's going on over here? This is a little bit more tricky. He says be'ochez be'katan ve'ein gadol ole imo kemiflegei. What's happening here? You're holding a small one, right? And the big one doesn't work with it. In other words, here we've got a situation of big and small. If you do something to the small piece, does it affect the big one or not? Right? Mar savar ochez bekatan ve'ein gadol ole'imo arehu kamohu. Umar savar eno kamohu. Right? Look at Rashi over here. Abaya Amar, Abaya says like this. E tamayu mishum yad. The shitta ad changed it from not ein tamayu, e tamayu. He said, if you're going to tell me that tamayu mishum yad, like Rava said, that this reason why it would become tamay hechsher mukshar or not mukshar is because of yad, he says, the kurama, everybody agrees, both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir, ein behema naase yad le'ever echad. Doesn't work. Whereas where Rava said, that's the machloket, Abai says, no, there's no machloket. Both Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir agree that it will not do yad. That the behema won't make a yad to the thing. Ella, time of Rabbi Meir, why does Rabbi Meir say that it is huchshar? Mishum dekula chada chashivle. He says this animal and this piece of meat is considered one. Va'afal gav, listen, it's quite an interesting rush this. It says, Va'afal gav dechi ochez eta katan be'ever ubasar medulal ein gadol oleimo. And even though when you pick up this piece of meat or this limb, you're picking up the animal as well. The animal doesn't lift. That's what he says. That's what he's explaining now what he means when ochez be'katan ve'ein gadol ole'imo. You're holding the katan, the piece of meat, and the big one, like imagine a father and a son are walking together, and you pick up the son. You don't pick up the father with the son, right?
Do my father.
Right? He says, ein ole'imo, ela, right? And here the Shita Mekubetzit adds in, yeah, I'm just paraphrasing, I'm adding my own, ela, ha'behema nitlash miad. The behemoth is separated. However, hoyil ukeshe oches begadol. On the other way around, when you pick up the big one, if you were to pick up the animal, ole katanimo chadhu, then it would be considered the same, right? So if you're picking up a little one, you're not going to pick up the big one. If you pick up the big one, that piece of meat would come up with you. Then it would be considered one, right? Rabbi Shimon savar eino kamohu. So Rabbi Meir says that because if I pick up the animal, the small piece will come with me. It's one piece. And therefore it is mechubar. And Rabbi Shimon says, now even though I pick up the animal, the big one, and the little one will come with me, it's still not one. Why? Because when I pick up the little one, the big one doesn't come with me. And in order for it to be one, it has to always be whatever part of the animal you pick up the whole animal. And yet because you're going to pick up the little piece, big one's not going to come up, couldn't Rabbi Meir, it will work. Couldn't Rabbi Shimon, it won't work. Rabbi Yochanan Sabar, right? Rabbi Yochanan, and let's stop over here. We'll get on tomorrow to that. What's going on over here? Help me, somebody.